welcome to Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. John, I'm sure that many of us could identify with the thought of being happy in heaven, even if God was not there. And maybe we can identify with being so comfortable with all of God's gifts, even if the giver is not in our presence. How do we lose those blinders and see God as the only indispensable part of eternity?
Well, two things come to my mind. The first is we probably need to shock people like that by saying, you're not going to be there if you don't love the giver more than the gift. And so the heaven that you thought you would be happy in without him won't even be the heaven you're in. You'll be in hell. So we shock people. I mean, the Bible uses the threat of judgment to get our attention. We're not saved by being afraid of hell, but we are shaken out of our idolatries to consider the alternative, namely Christ. And so the second thing I would say is I think what we need is not to just scare people like that. In fact, nobody gets to heaven by being scared. But rather, once she's shocked, you say, you know, probably the reason you are in love with rejoining your relatives, having all of your aches and pains taken away, no more mental stress, endless pleasures of the body, and those are what you are out there. The reason those are also powerful for you is because you've experienced all those. You've tasted all those. Those all feel good. And you probably have not tasted, at least not as deeply as you should, fellowship with Jesus Christ. And so I would begin to display to her through relationship and through teaching the beauties, the glory, the wonder, the power, the extraordinary excellence of Jesus Christ, and ask the Holy Spirit to illumine her mind so that she falls in love with Christ more than the gifts. I would take her to Habakkuk chapter 3 at the end, where it says, I will rejoice in God even if there's nothing in the field, nothing in the stall, no food on the table, which is going to mean death, and say, to live is Christ, to die is gain. If you have him and nothing else, you have more than having everything else and not him.
The ultimate answer to the question of joy is knowing Jesus Christ. At Desiring God, we aim to help you know him and enjoy him like you never have before. Visit today and take advantage of the many free resources at our website designed to help you make Christ the treasure of your life. www.desiringgod.org. Desiringgod.org.